This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, well, folks, no way for me to even try to pull the wool over your eyes. I'm devastated. The Nationals, I mean, not saying we're going to win them all, but my goodness, to lose a game like that, bases were juiced, so what? We got Godzilla on the bump, and I'm feeling like, yeah, we're in good shape. And a rule is a rule, a tech is a tech, I get all of that. But, man, I was feeling so good because when they win, it's like endorphins, man. I have convinced my – you can train your brain. You can train yourself to do damn near anything. And since being a young lad, my favorite teams, man, I look at the score. To this day, there's certainty I can look. Now, I had to unhook myself from the burgundy and gold because that was too painful. But my childhood teams, every time a box score comes up, if they win, it's like a jolt. If they lose, I can feel myself being pulled down. That's through years and years of training. Now I'm plugged in that way with the Nats. And as you might add, man.
What a dumb way to lose.
Not saying that we would have won. All I'm saying is that I like our chances. In any circumstance, I'm looking at here Colorado comes out with the green unis and all that. And
I thought they were real ugly.
I did too. You know what? That's why I love you, man, because you're going to say what you feel.
Oh, for
not
sure.
What, you know, people want you to say. You know, you can have every plan is not a great plan. Some ideas are bad ideas. I thought it was ugly. And then I understand based on the crew, they say they have green pants, they match with it, or whatever, but it made it even worse. And Green's tough. The Milwaukee, okay. Green Bay, I love their Green. I love the way they play the Green. The Jets deal, I'm never, doesn't do it for me.
I like those shiny green helmets the Jets have, though. Like that, the metallic green looks good on them.
That's kind of cool. But see, I'm a Broadway Joe guy. I think the Jets are confused. The difference between the Jets and the Giants, it really is, it's like the little brother that just keeps trying can never get it right. When the New York Jets with Broadway Joe, that logo, that whole thing should never have changed. That's iconic. And again, the Bama's. And so, and we are too. My God, we are the Liberace of the NFL. We've had more, not just this latest group prior to the Harris group, but look at our, I mean, we've had so many different looks, colors, this changes, so we get it. But once you get it right, it's a sin to go F it up because you get some young whippersnapper that just rolled out of a prep school, an Ivy League school, and thinks they're brilliant. They're not. And it doesn't work. And somebody ought to just come up and say, hey, man, bad idea. Let's go back to the basics. So anyway, rotten way. Hate to do it. Hate to come off this way, but I got to keep it real. Have to keep it real, man. Hate it when we don't win. That just, man. But then I look up and I say, heavy metal. You know, I was telling Donald, you are the standard. And I hear the kids, the youngins, Donald, and they're a great group of young people. We have their engineering doing their thing. But I say, man, y'all are trying to compete with the standard. I said, metal. I said, he's like 24 hours. I go, I don't think he sleeps. I guess he's doing triples. This dude's on site. He's off site, on site, in the morning, at night. So how was your, and first of all, what concert did you attend? You're like an entertainment update. I feel like
yesterday,
I owe it to our listeners to give them the entertainment update by Heavy Metal Chris.
Yesterday, I was in the building from 2:30 p.m. till midnight working here. So I didn't go to any concerts last night. I stepped out for about 30 minutes to grab lunch over at Atlas down here, or dinner at the pizza joint in there, and came back and worked till midnight. And then I'm here working with you this morning. But I'm working with Linnell when we're done today. We're going till noon.
Who?
You know Linnell.
No, what's his last name?
Willingham. I'm not gonna tell you his Twitter account because I don't know. But
wait a minute. Sounds familiar.
But he's on after today, and I'm doing that. And then tonight, I have some free time, and tonight I'm going to be going down to see a band I love from Georgia originally called Baroness, and they're playing at the Union stage tonight, which is in the Wharf. It's just a couple doors down from the Anthem.
Okay.
Love to see them. I haven't seen them in a while, and I love their new album that came out last year, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, Donald and I, we kicked it. And it's that time of the year, man, where you have to be, you don't want to be a rookie doing this. This is not for young fellas. This is, you got to have some grizzle, a little gray in your beard, because it can be unpredictable, and people in the industry call it slow. Man, we rock steady. We had K-9 Community was it. It was nice. We had a good rumble, because there's a lot of things going on that deserve our attention, and so we're gonna always do that. You know, the Willie Mays deal was I guess last time we were together, it was like Walton. It's like almost every weekend now
we are
celebrating the life of someone that had an impact on our youth.
Both those guys had pretty good lives, I gotta say, though, man. You know,
well, pretty good be an understatement.
Sure,
wonderful. Let me say this: they had a pretty good life in some respects. In others, it was a horror show.
Yeah,
they just endured it. I mean, if you heard Reggie Jackson.
And nobody had a perfect life, I guess, right?
So. Right, right. No, no. And especially the men of color coming through that era in our country as we pivoted from ignorant, total ignorance to where we are now. Now you could just say we're partly crazy at times, but that was that was beyond anything, beyond what a human being should have to deal with. Listen to Reggie Jackson and men of that era. But what got me was Barry Sanders, who had experienced some heart-related, had a health scare. And he's a guy that didn't say a whole lot while he was balling. But after he walked away from the game, him and Jim Brown, I just look at it and say, man, when you are that good at something and you just walk away, go on with your bad self. Because I'm thinking about, I'm going to hang in this door until they fire me. But these dudes, man, I guess, but when you are marked, man, a running back, back in the day when it was the position, and you was that dude, and his teams were terrible. But yet, he still gave them hope.
They had a few good years. They had a few good years.
Yeah, they had a few good years. And maybe their best year ended with Washington.
Yeah, I was at that game where they played in the championship. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What was you doing? Game. You was ushering?
No. My folks had season tickets. Now we sat up in the nosebleeds up by the press box. But, but we had season tickets growing up.
Look at you.
Yeah, they stayed in my family for a generation or two. And,
that's awesome. So, okay. Yeah. So you from a sports family. Were you next to the Sheehan's?
No, but like literally the press box was like the next section to our left. If we were in, I think there's one row behind us, and then I mean we were at the top in the back, but you know, around like the 50-ish or 40 or something. But
dude, you was in the stadium. There's no bad seat.
Oh, I know. I mean, some of my greatest sports memories of all time are in that place, you know. I saw some amazing games, and of course the two playoff games that year were awesome. The one against Atlanta where everybody threw the seat cushions. And MC Hammer was there. We all got to rub that in his face. And
dude, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's something I'll never forget. My parents were like, "Don't throw those seat cushions," and we all threw them. And we were like, "Nah, everybody's doing it now."
Yeah, that was my first post game show. I was like nil-nil. First post game show at WMAL. That was crazy, and they won. Man, what a snapshot in time. I mean, it was
the vibe of that. You know. Man, that never happened again under Snyder. You know, like that kind of feeling that was there that day in that stadium. So,
but that stadium, but also the city.
Yeah,
you know, when you try to describe, like I tried to describe to Zion, and just to tell him, and really, you know, he has no idea. None of them do. That's why. How can you not love these young people? Because they are definitely going on faith. And those of us that went through it and were lucky enough to have experienced it, it's easy for us because it's overwhelming. That camaraderie, that spirit. Now, we've gotten snippets of it, a la Capitals, Nationals, Mystics, Maryland, Georgetown. Gee, the other people have had success. And we kind of all come together when one of our teams is really, really good and you get a piece of it. But it's a tsunami when it's burgundy and gold.
Yeah, there's no other team in this town that matters
and it's such a unifying feeling. It is one of the relationships that you have and it comes across without talk radio. We wouldn't be able to articulate it. We wouldn't know it. We wouldn't be able to do what we do with this. And whenever you have any type of public event or whatever, the people, now a lot of them now got a little salt and pepper going. What I were, the young people are outstanding. As much as I ride Zion, Toby, the youngest in charge, the movement, They tough, man. They're really tough. Because most of their peers have sold out. And they put on a cowboy hat. So they can be accepted. If you were the cow, were the star, even though it's completely a joke in the end, but it still buys you cred if you walk in there, because as disappointing as they ultimately will be, they still rock the ratings. They still have that thing going. They have not lost any of that. And that's the amazing thing. That's the thing I can't explain to you. I cannot answer the question as to why. You know they're going to fail. You know it, and I know it. But yet, they don't fail at the bank. They don't fail anywhere but on the field of play.
Hey, they may be turning around, right, though. That's the thing, right?
So. I don't know. Come on. What are you saying? Can you ever imagine the Dak? What does Dak say to his closest friends? Dude, I never thought I could be miserable about to make $60 million a year. I mean, think about it. All kidding aside, I'm not. This is not even a bit. I'm serious. This dude he's a hell of a football player. Wouldn't you like to have him?
Not on my team.
You wouldn't want Dak Prescott?
Not over Jaden Daniels.
What you've had? Mm-mm. No. But you're just getting Jaden. You haven't had Jaden. Based on what you've had at quarterback, you wouldn't have preferred to have Dak?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. There you go. See, now you punch drunk.
Well, if we're just saying,
those hours are starting to crap
up. If we're picking random fantasy quarterbacks we could have picked, there's 10 other quarterbacks I'd pick before him. But, I mean, he better than who we had the last couple of years? Yeah. But there's a lot of other quarterbacks that were, too. So I don't think he'd be the top of my list. You know?
Who is better that you've had? Who have you ever had that's better than him in the last 15 years?
That's a good question. I don't know.
All I'm saying is that the kid, now I don't agree with his strategy. I think greed, you feel like coach is always another coachism. He said you feed pigs, but they slaughter hogs. And all I'm saying is that when you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, you make $25 million off the field just doing commercials.
Yeah.
I would have to go to Jera and say, hey, man, go get me Godzilla and King Kong to block for me. And I'll come in around, I don't know, what you need me coming at? I think I can squeeze by my bills at $45 million. I might be able to make it. You know, now I'm not thinking of Tom. I'm not trying to give Tom Brady the Nobel Peace Prize because his wife was a multimillionaire. I still, to this day, the way Tom reacts to his owner, you will never convince me that they didn't have a deal going and that Tom, not under his name, but somewhere is tied into all the companies that his owner's tied into. You will never convince me. You see the way this man reacts to this dude? How he defends him, protects him. And he's as close to a sleaze ball as anybody you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And this dude would take a bullet for him. Come on, Slim. We've seen this before. And that's why they were able to afford to build their team while having the GOAT in his prime. Wink, wink. So you're telling me that a man owns a major company, all these corporations, and I'm working for him, and I have not had any little side deal, little stock interest, just pushed aside for my cousin, uncle, nephew? Really?
Somebody get a job somewhere, you know, those kind of things
you.
That you wouldn't
Thank
even
you.
Know.
Now
that,
you're with me. Yeah. Now the coffee's starting to settle in. Yep. That's all I'm saying. We get played like a fiddle. Like a fiddle. And these dudes running around doing all the stuff they're doing on the backside of the coin. He's a grown-ass man. He's a grandfather. Running around going to brothels and doing all this crap. It's an absolute embarrassment. And then you got your head puppeteer, your commissioner, Mr. Hug Me Up. Seriously, what a scam. And whenever anything comes under investigation, oh, we lost it. We don't remember. Notice how everything, every time somebody very, very, very wealthy gets in a jam, they lose the material.
The old Reagan defense, right? I don't recall.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, we get used to that. But we do remember this. We remember we got to go to a break. And we'll go to that right now here on Overtime. Beautiful weather, beautiful day. We're lucky. The Mystics, man, if I think of your daughters right now, all I do is think. Right now, I know that two of the future top picks for the Washington Mystics, I know the family. And every time I turn it on now, that's all I'm thinking about right now. Future multi-zillionaires. It is Overtime. DOC and Heavy Metal Chris right here on The Fan. We'll be right back.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, see the K9 community up in Adams, Sports Grumpy. G from the shop, man, he must have been doing an all-nighter. He's been rocking and rolling. Great to hear from 757 Polly. Yesterday, Metal, we had a good chat. He had been missing in action. I was worried about the brother. But who I am? Well, there's a couple of guys that have been missing and gals that have been missing. And I look at it as it could be vacation, and it could be parenting. You know, your first child and a couple of these canines are in the parenting now. And let's be honest, a couple of them have a very difficult time managing themselves, let alone the responsibility of a new life. And he knows what, they know what, exactly what I'm talking about. And I have not heard from, but we'll see. Whenever people know the metal's on, you'd be surprised. People come, hey, man, how big is metal? I say he's about 6'10". About, you know, Nail Nail is angry at me because he thinks that I give this description of him and that it's misleading. He claims that people think that he's like 400 pounds. I said, no. I said, you know, 350. And he is really angry over the fact. I said, well, I'll bet you I'm willing to put a $100 bill up that you're not an ounce. You can't get under 350. So that's our latest little deal.
Oh, nice, nice. By when? Right, do you have a date for when that has to be?
Well, I mean,
when's the weigh in?
Well, you know his history with challenges, right?
I'm not getting into that on air.
Well, I'm just saying, you know. But anyway, that is so funny. Everybody, man, how big is metal? I say, hey, man, 6'9", about 350, 360. It always works good.
Maybe are not you in quite the track that and field? High. Maybe not. A little bit.
Are you
a
in
little
the
bit.
Track and field.
A little. You know. So my girl is. She's really into it, and she was telling me. I guess Snoop Dogg was at the U.S. trials yesterday.
He's so good. He is just. You know what, man? This dude. First of all, he does so much with youth sports. And Pop Warner Pee Wee football. I mean, he owns teams, runs leagues. I mean, he is just really super duper, man, to helping young kids in development. And that really means a lot. And we all, and that's one thing I love about our crew, you know, despite whether or not it's a ratings getter or not, I don't really give a damn about that. We applaud and really welcome you youth coaches that have been doing this thing for a minute or more that support our young people. You want to keep people out of penal institutions? Put them on soccer fields, basketball courts, baseball diamonds. Give them an alternative to do something. And then you got to support it. It's not free. They need equipment, bats, balls, cleats. That's one of my boys, DC Grays, man. Love that. Pick something, no matter what it is. Boys and girls, you know, and put your money where your mouth is. Or put your mouth where your money is. Get behind it. Speaking of supporting youth athletics, nobody puts more into it and behind it than Dr. Sabah. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Hey there, Doc. I apologize. I've been missing an action a couple of days. My dog, all of a sudden, he can't move his back two legs. So we're dealing with that. Trying to figure it out. Looks like he had a slipped disc, I guess. I went to the beach, and on the sand, I guess he didn't like it. And I guess twisted his back a little, so... I've been, you know, dealing with that and figuring out whether to do this voodoo acupuncture stuff that people keep telling me to do. And I'm like, I don't know. And so we've been having to carry him everywhere and, you know, put him in a crate. And my little time on the radio calling in sort of taking a hit. So
no,
I apologize, buddy. But, you know, I'm always thinking about you.
The pit bull, we had a hip, had a situation we had to take. It's major surgery. No, and you do, it's like your child. You don't cut back, and the veterinarians, they love mm-hmm. you. They love to see you coming. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
not saying that it's not legit. All I'm saying mm-hmm. is that they are among the best ever. and realizing that they got you stretched out, baby. They got you bent over there.
Yep.
And they go, you know, well, I go, well, you know what? We think we need, and look, I'm not saying, I'm saying what I'm saying. Straight up, that I wish we had an arbitrator. I wish there was a referee. Anything to do with anything that doesn't talk. The animal has no vocal skills.
Like being a pediatrician. Yeah.
Need a pet ref.
Yeah.
A pet ref.
Yeah. And then I'm going,
I hear you.
Slim. Because they,
I hear
they're
you.
Better. They're as good as the people at the mortuary. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I ain't
Or the wedding people. Or, you don't spend anything on your wedding, anything on your dog.
Goodness.
Yep.
Oh,
they
man.
Got you.
They
yeah,
are
anything
the
on
best.
Your kid. Yeah.
Oh,
yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
they do have to come and go, and they say that for a spine surgery, it's going to be about $12,000. I'm like, I can take off two boobs in one day. I'm lucky to get a grand. So, anyhow.
So,
it's impressive. And so we've been dealing with that, but I've been definitely thinking about you. And I just want to chime in. Have you seen that stat on the Caitlin Clark effect, like Michael Jordan? How in the first 16 games, Chicago, they went from 8,800 attendance to 15,000. And Caitlin Clark in her first 16 games went from like 6,200 to 16,000, 155% increase, where MJ had 44% increase. Now, I'm not saying she's MJ, but I think her game is Steph Curry, but her impact is MJ for WNBA. You know what I mean? Like, there'll be no woman that can ever do what Michael Jordan does, but they can do what Steph Curry might do. You know, shoot from deep. It's never going to fly in the air like Jordan dunk, you know?
It's the deep shot. It's also the coverage and the fact that she's not a jerk.
Right, just like Steph Curry and Michael Jordan, they weren't jerks.
And it's middle America. So you got to have a lot of factors working for you, and but it's working, and it's not a fad. See, if it was
3,300 people,
it'd be over. It's continuing 17,500. To grow. Yeah,
right. 3,300 normally goes to Atlanta games. They moved it, and 17,005 went. On people usually go to 3,300, and you know why? Chicago doesn't want to open up the stadium. I know someone's playing United. They can go somewhere else. They don't want all these other people to be. Indiana fans, they want to keep it mostly Chicago fans. They're still going to probably lose today and miss appointment television for us. We'll be watching at 4 o'clock today on ESPN. But I tell you, it is something really impressive just past our time while we're waiting for NFL.
Yeah,
this
and WNBA I love is really Reese is doing her thing. It's a perfect situation. You need Dennis Rodman. She's Dennis Rodman to me. I ain't mad at her. And she balls out. And she does the dirty work. And she gets the job done. And the team's are getting better. Listen, the league, these women have no practice time. They've been pimped. They've been pimped. And they are coming out and they're delivering. And I ain't mad at it. Money makes money. Doctor, good luck with the puppy.
Thank you, sir.
Keep us in touch.
All right, love you.
K9 for
I'll
life.
See you.
We appreciate you. All right, good deal. Man, I'm really not only did the Nats lose, now I've got a puppy in distress. I'm going to really be down now. Man, the poor baby can't walk. You know, nothing sadder than when you see a dog with a wheels behind it and it can't walk. I got to go to break on this. I'm going to have to go and rehabilitate myself in a break. Come back. 1-800-636-1067. I promise we will not hog the microphone. Back in a moment. I want to lose it in the midst of battle. I don't want to lose a damn game on no technicality. Although, got it here to the rules. I get that. I'm sour. I'm a horrible loser. But it is what it is. The good thing is that we care. You don't want to ever have one of your local teams not be successful and nobody care. We've done that before. It sucks. You want to be in it, be involved in it. We're waiting on a game 7. Man, just thinking about the fact that the Mavericks just rolled up like worms and deprived us of our right of sports entertainment. That game. Yeah, man, come on, losers. That game 7, you know how cool it is?
It's an exciting game coming up tomorrow. I know.
I don't want to peek too soon. But we should have had an hoops game last night. I mean, but these prima donnas, they want to run around and cheat the game by being one-way players. And then they get run off. Damn, they should have been swept. So we end up with this void. But that's a void for some. Shout out to Texas A&M in the College World Series. A&M is an we could do an entire show. It won't be today on Texas A&M. Filthy rich.
Did you see that Tennessee pitcher's mustache last night, though?
Hey, man, smart dude. How much with NIL? Make seriously. I know. I love that. I wish we had been that smart at his age. Is that dude, man? Because I was thinking, was it Raleigh Fingers?
Yeah, Raleigh Fingers, and there's Dennis Eckersley had the big mustache.
Dennis Eckersley. Yeah. When that flat, I go, man, whoever's hanging around this brother, he's brilliant. With social media, with TikTok, and all the other things that Zion and all them young fellas, young people are on, man, he got to be trending. Whatever the young people are doing, he's got to be all over it. I said, and he can pitch. But Texas A&M, I guess the biggest disappointment that we don't talk about, that's the thing about them. The difference between UT and A&M is that if anybody breaks wind at Texas, it's reported. A&M is filthy rich, loaded, and they were a huge disappointment. It's only been about 4 years ago. They had the number one recruiting class in the country.
Yeah.
And we thought they had a really good football coach. I'm doubting all of that now. And they got the doors blown off of them. So NIL, none of that matters to them. No, that's just, they've been in the NIL. I love the schools that have been doing this for like the last decade anyway. And now they're acting like they're just trying to get into the deal. That's funny.
I mean, I see that, like, look at Kentucky, right? Like, oh, basketball God, what or whatever. Joke. You know, yeah, I'm like, you guys have been doing this forever, and now you're mad
Kevin
that, like,
Grevy,
everyone else
yeah,
is
come
doing
on. Come on. Kevin Grevy had his own suite when he was at Kentucky. Who we kidding? But I love how they're trying to act like, oh, how do you do this? Yeah. Anyway, our guy Little is K-9, who's been waiting on us, and we are now happy to have him. So, Little, answer the question for us right now. What's up with the Nats?
Hey, Doc, listen, shout out to Heavy Metal, man. I was telling Chris, man, a couple of innings before that, Doc, they gave the pitcher three outs. They ran themselves out of the inning. Sometimes they just got to hold tight on them bases, man, because the kid got a single,
run, man.
And that would have brought in AJ. AJ ran himself out. Yeah,
they
man,
run.
And sometimes the momentum. But you know what I'm calling, Doc? I got to piggyback off. I'm not going to call his name off of BT. BT, I can palm a basketball with my thumb and my middle finger, man. I heard that little smart statement he made, Doc. But you know what I talk about? But my man, but you know what I try to tell BT? The only BT from the DMV was Big Tony, the lead single for Trouble Funk. So I don't even know where Big Tony come from. The only Big Tony I know was the lead singer from Trouble Funk. And you know what, BT? When you play organized ball from the government, I served 3 years down Fort Bliss too, Doc, in Austin, Texas, in the Army. You go by your
hey,
last name.
Metal, did so you rock that down? Little just told you. There's another thing Little has done now.
Yeah,
Little is the most interesting man in the DMV.
I had to take a general discharge. I had to take a general discharge because I have four sisters, and prior to the Iraq War, I had to take a dental discharge, but I was over at Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. I was over there for 90 days. The most beautiful woman on the planet of the earth. Yeah, I was in the capital of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, for 90 days. But for
Big
Tony to make that statement,
I
would get off the phone there.
Write your book,
yeah,
man.
What I'm
so
do,
share
Doc.
This.
Hey, Doc, I think I need to, man.
You're the most interested man in the DMV.
You know what, though? Big Tony want to be like me so bad. He know I used to work over the stadium back in the day as a young teenager. I got that Pete Rozelle football that Sonny J signed for me. when I was about 15 years old. I still got that football, Doc, that I got from Stretch. Stretch was y'all ball boy, the lead ball boy from the original Washington Redskins. See, Tony wanted to be like me so bad because he'd heard about how things was going on back in the day. But Tony,
hey,
Luke, let me say this, and I'm gonna get off the phone.
Here's another thing I'm gonna suggest to you: you need to get your YouTube channel. You got so
got
much content.
Hey, look,
you need to get
you
your.
Go
we gotta go,
thing,
little.
You,
we gotta go, man. Hey, man, get rid of little. Tell little we gotta go pay bills. Little, get a YouTube channel. My God. Hit between him. You know what? I'm going to have to put Little in Big Tony's category from now on. Big Tony can't put sentences together. See, Little is fluid. See, he got a verbal game. Big Tony, he gets caught up because he can't put those sentences together. But otherwise, shout out to G in the shop. And Mo on X, he says, what a way for the Nationals to lose and making history in embarrassing fashion. All over social media because it's the first time it's ever been done. That's from Mo on X. And you can, for those of you, a lot of people like Big Tony, man. They can't type. Tony, his language is so bad that we can't even translate a lot of the things he says. To break we go. The big fella's mad at me. We'll be right back. Beautiful Sunday morning. You can have brunch with us here on Overtime. And for you Spartans who are out there getting your cardiovascular in, real warriors, we appreciate you. Shout out to Clarence Goldsboro Jr. and a.k.a. Cowboy Clay. Oh, man. You guys got to back off Big Tony, man. That's my dog. And I think at some point, you know, he does have feelings. He's human. And I don't want everybody piling up on him like that. And because he's really a good dude. He's a good dude. And so we want to make sure that we give him a little bit of space. But that's what happens, man, when our teams don't get the job done. Game 7, how pumped are you? Is it an appointment viewing for you? What's Game 7 when that puck drops Monday night mean to you? And our listeners, I want to know about your level of interest for Game 7.
I mean, I'm personally super pumped.
Okay.
I've been watching the last couple. I was like, man, if Edmonton can actually get back into this, oh my gosh. And like, you know, Game 5, I was like, it's over. I don't care, you know. But now I'm all in. This is must see hockey.
Yeah, it's. I can't imagine what Chris Russell, a.k.a. the Rooster, I wonder will he be – he's probably got a paid event. Somebody's probably going to – well, I don't even know if it's – might he be in Florida?
I'm not sure where. I don't know.
Yeah. I got to check this guy. I doubt if he'll. I can't imagine Chris Russell not at a Game 7. And think about it.
Well, it's in Florida, so.
But why wouldn't he be
Miami's, at a Game 7? Miami's going to be hot right now, might be the only reason.
Come on, man. What does it have to do with him? He doesn't.
Well, it's cool in the indoors on the ice arenas, right?
Well, you know, yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. The rink, man. It's amazing to me. I'm listening to people talk about, really, we're talking about Utah and about the team moving and about can't have a.
I am bummed
team.
About that, by the way, because I am a Coyotes fan and I have a jersey from the inaugural season of the Coyotes as well.
Well, why, in your mind, why do you think it didn't work?
Well, people weren't going to the games. I don't know. I mean,
why wouldn't you?
So
what else you got
here's the thing.
On?
I used to live in Phoenix also before the Coyotes were even there. We used to have the Phoenix Roadrunners, which was a farm team for the Kings at the time, which had Wayne Gretzky at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, and I used to go out to some of their games, and I remember trying to get some friends of mine out there to go, and they were like, why would we care about hockey? Like, they just didn't understand it, like, at all. They were like, why would we go to a hockey game? That sounds boring as hell. I'm like, no, but it's awesome. They play on ice and stuff. They're like, what's ice? I'm like, all right, like, I can't.
You know? Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
The interest level out there is just not, I don't know. I mean, this is years ago, so who knows? I'm sure at some point, I mean, they had Wayne Gretzky as a coach for a while, you know, but it's a basketball town out there. Everybody cares about the Phoenix Suns, so I don't know.
Well, it'll be interesting. And I think Utah will work. They're going through the name thing. Again, as we've discussed, people have blown it.
Just name them the Jazz again.
I'm so over that now as the way people botch it that I'm going to let it go. But did you say that we had a call from C Block?
Yes, we do.
Oh, really? Well, let him go because the warden, he didn't happen to see he's on a time limit. Big Tony?
What's going on, dog father?
Hey, man. We're good. We just, you know, we're all checking on you, man. We're really excited because we know that you're a one sport kind of guy. And
my Spurs and my Montreal Canadiens
don't
count.
That's right. I haven't heard you mention the Spurs in years, so I forgot.
I mentioned them yesterday.
You never even, when they were in last place. I never heard you mention them.
Yeah, but
I forgot.
That's cool, but that's cool. That's cool. Playing game because, like I said, we got Wimby. We got a good pick coming up here. We got people. We ripped down the joint, you know. But that's besides the point. Doc, I already did my 4 miles this morning. I'm cutting the grass right now. I'm on break. You know, got to try and rehydrate. They got me cutting the whole backyard out there. You know, that's a couple acres, man. They got me with a damn push mower, not the kind with a mower with an engine. I'm talking with the blades.
Oh yeah,
because they said I did something. So anyway, man, this Bama name Little. Man, first of all, I do not want to be you. Why the hell would I want to be you? I got a beautiful wife, beautiful kids, and if y'all don't believe me, y'all ask Doc how pretty my damn kids is. I hunt all day.
Family.
When I get out, you know, on the work release joint, that's all I do. So, no, I don't want to be you. And Big Tony is still alive. Don't say the only one I knew, like he was dead. No, he's in the hospital right now because he's got a little situation going on. But, no, Big Tony is the original Big Tony. Trouble Funk, he was right. But that was in D.C. I'm in Maryland, Slim. Everybody can have it. Ain't there a Doc Gooden? Yeah, I think there's a Doc Gooden.
Right.
And there's a Doc Walker.
Right.
So it depends where you at. So don't you ever come at me talking about I want to be you, Slim. What the hell I need to be you for? You can palm a basketball with your three fingers. Come on, man. Anyway, Doc, my Spurs and my Canadians and my Steelers, y'all want to be me. And don't talk about my Wimby. You just stay in the playing game. Oh, yeah, Doc, the other day you were talking about playing baseball and football in the street. We used to draw the box on the side of the apartment building. And that was, you know, then you had your pitcher. And that was you ain't having no catcher. If the joint hit the wall, that was that. And then playing football in the street, man, you ain't said nothing. Dude, you know how many times people got busted? Because the rule was you can't tackle. But if you jump in the air, you could get busted on a car. Man, we done dented up Cadillacs, Lincolns, El Caminos, Cutlass Supremes. Man, we used to get tore up when we got home. Did you damage Mr. Jenkins' truck? Oh, yeah, man. Anyway, y'all take it easy, man. I'm going to get on here and get on this grill in a minute. Y'all take
it easy. All right, Big Tony. Good deal. Not bad. What do you think, Chris? Not bad. He's really not been bad his last several calls.
That was pretty coherent, and that was also not
too ranty. You can understand exactly. That's my point. If he can go from where he was once upon a time, you couldn't even understand what he was saying. It was incoherent.
Well, maybe the heat's mellowing everybody out, you know?
Well, that's not what is a direct indicator that our penal system is working. See, we got to be able to educate people. We don't want to just lock people up. You want people to go in and be educated behind bars. We can't, otherwise, they come in ignorant, we send them back out ignorant, then we lose as a society. He's a prime example that the system is working. That's not bad. I'm proud of Big Tony. So that's a good move. Look, man, it's we're getting up to the 10 o'clock hour, and I just think something big is going to happen as we turn our attention just a little bit to the Commanders. And I was listening to Zion yesterday. He was pretty good. You know, he's pretty good. You know, when he's not in his WWE mode with his tag team partner, he's pretty good. Pretty good. Stay with us here. Overtime here in the nation's capital, 106.7, The Fan and Team 980, DOC and Heavy Metal. Back in a moment.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to lose it in the midst of battle. I don't want to lose a damn game on no technicality. Although, got to adhere to the rules. I get that. I'm sour. I'm a horrible loser. But it is what it is. The good thing is that we care. You don't want to ever have one of your local teams not be successful and nobody care. We've done that before. It sucks. You want to be in it, be involved in it. We're waiting on that game seven. Man, I just thinking about the fact that the Mavericks just rolled up like worms and deprived us of our right of sports entertainment. That game. Yeah, man, come on. Losers. That game seven, you know how cool it is?
It's an exciting game coming up tomorrow. I know.
Right? I don't want to peek too soon. But we should have had an hoops game last night. I mean, but these prima donnas, they want to run around and cheat the game by being one-way players. And then they get run off. Damn, they should have been swept. So we end up with this void. But that's a void for some. Shout out to Texas A&M in the College World Series. A&M is an we could do an entire show. It won't be today on Texas A&M. Filthy rich.
Did you see that Tennessee pitcher's mustache last night, though?
Hey, man, smart dude. How much with NIL? Man, seriously, I know. See, I love that. I wish we had been that smart at his age. Is that dude, man? Because I was thinking, was it Raleigh Fingers?
Yeah, Raleigh Fingers, and there's Dennis Eckersley had the big mustache.
Dennis Eckersley. Yeah. When that flat, I go, man, whoever's hanging around this brother, he's brilliant. With social media, with TikTok, and all the other things that Zion and all them young fellas, young people are on, man, he got to be trending. Whatever the young people are doing, he's got to be all over it. I said, and he can pitch. But Texas A&M, I guess the biggest disappointment that we don't talk about, that's the thing about them. The difference between UT and A&M is that if anybody breaks wind at Texas, it's reported. A&M is filthy rich, loaded, and they were a huge disappointment. It's only been about 4 years ago. They had the number one recruiting class in the country.
Yeah.
And we thought they had a really good football coach. I'm doubting all of that now. And they got the doors blown off of them. So NIL, none of that matters to them. No, that's just, they've been in the NIL. I love the schools that have been doing this for like the last decade anyway. And now they're acting like they're just trying to get into the deal. That's funny.
I mean, I see that, like, look at Kentucky, right? Like, oh, basketball God, what or whatever. Joke. You know, yeah, I'm like, you guys have been doing this forever, and now you're mad
Kevin
that, like,
Grevy,
everyone else
yeah,
is
come
doing
on. Come on, Kevin Grevy had his own suite when he was at Kentucky. Who are we kidding? But I love how they're trying to act like, oh, no, how do you do this? Yeah. Anyway, our guy Little is K-9, who's been waiting on us, and we are now happy to have him. So, Little, answer the question for us right now. What's up with the Nats?
Hey, Doc, listen, shout out to Heavy Metal, man. I was telling Chris, man, couple of innings before that, Doc, they gave the pitcher three outs. They ran themselves out of the inning. Sometimes they just got to hold tight on them bases, man. Because the kid got a single,
run, man.
And that would have brought in AJ.
AJ
ran himself out. Yeah, man, and sometimes the momentum. But you know what I'm calling, Doc? I got to piggyback off. I'm not going to call his name off of BT. BT, I can palm a basketball with my thumb and my middle finger, man. I heard that little smart statement he made, Doc. But you know what I talk about? With my man, but you know what I try to tell BT? The only BT from the DMV was Big Tony, the lead single for Trouble Funk. So I don't even know where Big Tony come from. The only Big Tony I know was the lead singer from Trouble Funk. And you know what, BT? When you play organized ball from the government, I served 3 years down Fort Bliss, too, Doc, in Austin, Texas, in the Army. You go by your
hey,
last name.
Metal, did so you rock that down? Little just told you. There's another thing Little has done now.
Yeah,
Little is the most interesting man in the DMV.
I had to take a general discharge. I had to take a general discharge because I have four sisters, and prior to the Iraq War, I had to take a general discharge. But I was over at Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. I was over there for 90 days. The most beautiful woman on the planet of the earth. Yeah, I was in the capital of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, for 90 days. But for
Little,
Big,
do
for
us
Big
a
Tony
favor.
To make that statement, yeah,
write
I'm going to get
book,
off the
please.
Phone now. For Big,
no.
For Big
no,
Tony
write
says,
a book. Write your book,
yeah, that's
man,
what I'm
so
do,
share
Doc.
This.
Hey, Doc, I think I need to, man.
You're the most interested man in the DMV.
You know what, though? Big Tony want to be like me so bad. You know, I used to work over the stadium back in the day as a young teenager. I got that Pete Rozelle football that Sonny J signed for me when I was about 15 years old. I still got that football, Doc, that I got from Stretch. Stretch was y'all ball boy, the lead ball boy from the original Washington Redskins. See, Tony wanted to be like me so bad because he'd have heard about how things was going on back in the day. But Tony,
hey,
let me say this, and I'm going to get off the phone.
Here's another thing I'm going to suggest to you. You need to get your YouTube channel. You got so much content.
Hey, look.
You need to get you. We got to go. Little, we got to go, man. Hey, man, get rid of Little. Tell Little we got to go pay bills. Little, get a YouTube channel. My God. Hit between him. You know what? I'm going to have to put Little in Big Tony's category from now on. Big Tony can't put sentences together. See, Little is fluid. See, he got a verbal game. Big Tony, he gets caught up because he can't put those sentences together. But otherwise, shout out to G in the shop and Mo on X. He says, what a way for the Nationals to lose and making history in embarrassing fashion. All over social media, because it's the first time it's ever been done. That's from Mo on X. And you can, for those of you, a lot of people like Big Tony, man. They can't type. Tony, his language is so bad that we can't even translate a lot of the things he says. To break we go. The big fella's mad at me. We'll be right back. Beautiful Sunday morning, you can have brunch with us here on Overtime. And for you Spartans who are out there getting your cardiovascular in, real warriors, we appreciate you. Shout out to Clarence Goldsboro Jr. and a.k.a. Cowboy Clay. Oh, man. You guys got to back off Big Tony, man. That's my dog. And I think at some point, you know, he does have feelings. He's human. And I don't want everybody piling up on him like that. And because he's really a good dude. He's a good dude. And so we want to make sure that we give him a little bit of space. But that's what happens, man, when our teams don't get the job done. Game 7, how pumped are you? Is it an appointment viewing for you? What's Game 7 when that puck drops Monday night mean to you and our listeners? I want to know about your level of interest for Game 7.
I mean, I'm personally super pumped.
Okay.
I've been watching the last couple. I was like, man, if Edmonton can actually get back into this, oh, my gosh. And, like, you know, Game 5, I was like, it's over. I don't care, you know. But now I'm all in. This is must-see hockey.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Well, Chris Russell, a.k.a. the Rooster, I wonder will he be – he's probably got a paid event. Somebody's probably going to – well, I don't even know if it's – might he be in Florida?
I'm not sure where. I don't know.
Yeah. I got to check this. I doubt if he'll – I can't imagine Chris Russell not at a Game 7. And think about it.
Well, it's in Florida, so.
But why wouldn't he be?
Miami's going to be hot right now. Might be the only reason.
Come on, man. What does it have to do with him? He doesn't.
Well, it's cool indoors on the ice arenas, right?
Well, you know, yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. The rink, man. It's amazing to me. I'm listening to people talk about. Really, we're talking about Utah and about the team moving about. Can't have a.
I am bummed about that, by the way, because I am a Coyotes fan and I have a jersey from the inaugural season of the Coyotes as well.
Well, why, in your mind, why do you think it didn't work?
Well, people weren't going to the games. I don't know. I mean,
why wouldn't you?
So what else
you
got? Here's the thing. I used to live in Phoenix also before the Coyotes were even there. We used to have the Phoenix Roadrunners, which was a farm team for the Kings at the time, which had Wayne Gretzky at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, and I used to go out to some of their games, and I remember trying to get some friends of mine out there to go, and they were like, why would we care about hockey? Like, they just didn't understand it, like, at all. They were like, why would we go to a hockey game? That sounds boring as hell. I'm like, no, but it's awesome. They play on ice and stuff. They're like, what's ice? I'm like, all right, like, I can't, you know?
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
The interest level out there is just not, I don't know. I mean, this is years ago, so who knows? I'm sure at some point, I mean, they had Wayne Gretzky as a coach for a while, you know, but... But it's a basketball town out there. Everybody cares about the Phoenix Suns, so I don't know.
Well, it'll be interesting, and I think Utah will work. They're going through the name thing. again, as we've discussed, people have blown it.
You just name them the Jazz again.
I'm so over that now. It's the way people botch it that I'm going to let it go. But did you say that we had a call from C Block?
Yes, we do.
Oh, really? Well, let him go because the warden, he didn't happen to see he's on a time limit. Big Tony?
What's going on, dog father?
Hey, man. We're good. We just, you know, we're all checking on you, man. We're really excited because we know that you're a one sport kind of guy. And
My Spurs and my Montreal Canadiens
don't count. That's right. I haven't heard you mention the Spurs in years, so I forgot.
I mentioned them yesterday when you went a couple of years.
You never even, when they were in last place. I never heard you mention them.
Yeah,
but
that's cool.
But
that's cool. That's cool. Playing game because, like I said, we got Wimby. We got a good pick coming up here. We got people. We ripped down the joint, you know. But that's besides the point. Doc, I already did my 4 miles this morning. I'm cutting the grass right now. I'm on break. You know, got to try and rehydrate. They got me cutting the whole backyard out there. You know, that's a couple acres, man. They got me with a damn push mower, not the kind with a mower with an engine. I'm talking with the blades.
Oh yeah,
because they said I did something. So anyway, man, this Bama name Little. Man, first of all, I do not want to be you. Why the hell would I want to be you? I got a beautiful wife, beautiful kids. And if y'all don't believe me, y'all ask Doc how pretty my damn kids is. I hunt all day.
Beautiful family.
When I get out, you know, on the work release joint, that's all I do. So, no, I don't want to be you. And Big Tony is still alive. Don't say the only one I knew, like he was dead. No, he's in the hospital right now because he's got a little situation going on. But, no, Big Tony is the original Big Tony. Trouble Funk, he was right. But that was in D.C. I'm in Maryland, Slim. Everybody can have it. Ain't there a Doc Gooden? Yeah, I think there's a Doc Gooden.
Right.
And there's a Doc Walker.
Right.
So it depends where you at. So don't you ever come at me talking about I want to be you, Slim. What the hell I need to be you for? You can palm a basketball with your three fingers. Come on, man. Anyway, Doc, my Spurs and my Canadians and my Steelers, y'all want to be me. And don't talk about my Wimby. You just stay in the playing game. Oh, yeah, Doc, the other day you were talking about playing baseball and football in the street. We used to draw the box on the side of the apartment building, and that was, you know, then you had your pitcher, and that was you ain't have no catcher. If the joint hit the wall, that was that. And then playing football on the street, man, you ain't said. Do you know how many times people got busted? Because the rule was you can't tackle, but if you jump in the air, you could get busted on a car. Man, we done dented up Cadillacs, Lincolns, El Caminos, Cutlass Supremes. Man, we used to get tore up when we got home. Did you damage Mr. Jenkins' truck? Oh, yeah, man. Anyway, y'all take it easy, man. I'm going to get on here and get on this grill in a minute. Y'all take
it easy. All right, Big Tony. Good deal. Not bad. What do you think, Chris? Not bad. He's really not been bad his last several calls.
That was pretty coherent, and that was also
not too ranty. You could understand. Exactly. That's my point. If he can go from where he was once upon a time, you couldn't even understand what he was saying. It was incoherent.
Well, maybe the heat's mellowing everybody out, you know?
Well, that's not what is a direct indicator that our penal system is working. See, we got to be able to educate people. We don't want to just lock people up. You want people to go in and be educated behind bars. We can't, otherwise, they come in ignorant, we send them back out ignorant, then we lose as a society. He's a prime example that the system is working. That's not bad. I'm proud of Big Tony. So that's a good move. Look, man, it's we're getting up to the 10 o'clock hour, and I just think something big is going to happen as we turn our attention just a little bit to the Commanders. And I was listening to Zion yesterday. He was pretty good. You know, he's pretty good. You know, when he's not in his WWE mode with his tag team partner, he's pretty good. Pretty good. Stay with us here. Overtime here in the nation's capital, 106.7, The Fan and Team 980, DOC and Heavy Metal. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Beautiful Sunday morning. You can have brunch with us here on Overtime. And for you Spartans who are out there getting your cardiovascular in, real warriors, we appreciate you. Shout out to Clarence Goldsboro Jr. and aka Cowboy Clay. Oh man, you guys got to back off Big Tony, man. That's my dog, and I think at some point, you know, he does have feelings. He's human, and I don't want everybody piling up on him like that. And because he's really a good dude. He's a good dude. And so we want to make sure that we give him a little bit of space. But that's what happens, man, when our teams don't get the job done. Game 7, how pumped are you? Is it an appointment viewing for you? What's Game 7 when that puck drops Monday night mean to you and our listeners? I want to know about your level of interest for Game 7.
I mean, I'm personally super pumped.
Okay.
I've been watching the last couple. I was like, man, if Edmonton can actually get back into this, oh my gosh. And like, you know, game 5, I was like, eh, it's over. I don't care, you know, but now I'm all in. This is must see hockey.
Yeah, it's I can't imagine what Chris Russell, aka the Rooster. I wonder, will he be, he's probably got a paid event. Somebody's probably going to, well, I don't even know if it's, might he be in Florida?
I'm not sure where. I don't know.
Yeah. I got to check this guy. I doubt if he'll, I can't imagine Chris Russell not at a game 7. And think about it.
Well, it's in Florida, so.
But why wouldn't he be?
Miami's going to be hot right now, might be the only reason.
Come on, man. What does it have to do with him? He didn't.
Well, it's cool in the indoors on the ice arenas, right?
Well, you know, yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. The rink, man. It's amazing to me. I'm listening to people talk about, really, we're talking about Utah and about the team moving and about can't have a.
I am bummed about that, by the way, because I am a Coyotes fan and I have a jersey from the inaugural season of the Coyotes as well.
Well, why, in your mind, why do you think it didn't work?
Well, people weren't going to the games. I don't know. I mean,
why wouldn't you?
So what else
you
got? Here's the thing. I used to live in Phoenix also before the Coyotes were even there. We used to have the Phoenix Roadrunners, which was a farm team for the Kings at the time, which had Wayne Gretzky at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, and I used to go out to some of their games, and I remember trying to get some friends of mine out there to go, and they were like, why would we care about hockey? Like, they just didn't understand it, like, at all. They were like, why would we go to a hockey game? That sounds boring as hell. I'm like, no, but it's awesome. They play on ice and stuff. They're like, what's ice? I'm like, all right. Like, I can't. You know?
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
The interest level out there is just not, I don't know. I mean, this is years ago, so who knows. I'm sure at some point, I mean, they had Wayne Gretzky as a coach for a while, you know. But it's a basketball town out there. Everybody cares about the Phoenix Suns. So, I don't know.
Well, he's it'll be interesting. And I think Utah will work. They're going through the name thing again, as we've discussed. People have blown it.
Just name them the Jazz again.
I'm so over that now as the way people botch it that I'm going to let it go. But did you say that we had a call from C-Block?
Yes, we do.
Oh, really? Well, let him go because the warden, he didn't happen to see. He's on a time limit. Big Tony?
What's going on, dog father?
Hey, man. We're good. We just, you know, we're all checking on you, man. We're really excited because we know that you're a one sport kind of guy. And,
My Spurs and my Montreal Canadiens
don't
count.
That's right. I haven't heard you mention the Spurs in years, so I forgot.
I mentioned them yesterday.
I mentioned them yesterday.
With a couple of years,
you never even, when they were in last place. I never heard you mention them.
Yeah,
but I forgot.
That's cool, but that's cool. That's cool. Playing game because, like I said, we got Wimby. We got a good pick coming up here. We got people. We ripped down the joint, you know. But that's besides the point. Doc, I already did my 4 miles this morning. I'm cutting the grass right now. I'm on break. You know, got to try and rehydrate. They got me cutting the whole backyard out there. You know, that's a couple acres, man. They got me with a damn push mower, not the kind with a mower with an engine. I'm talking with the blades.
Oh yeah,
because they said I did something. So anyway, man, this Bama name Little, man. First of all, I do not want to be you. Why the hell would I want to be you? I got a beautiful wife, beautiful kids, and if y'all don't believe me, y'all ask Doc how. My damn kids is. I hunt all day.
Family. Yeah.
When I get out, you know, on the work release joint, that's all I do. So, no, I don't want to be you. And Big Tony is still alive. Don't say the only one I knew, like he was dead. No, he's in the hospital right now because he's got a little situation going on. But, no, Big Tony is the original Big Tony. Trouble Funk, he was right. But that was in D.C. I'm in Maryland, Slim. Everybody can have it. Ain't there a Doc Gooden? Yeah, I think there's a Doc Gooden.
Right.
And there's a Doc Walker.
Right.
So it depends where you at. So don't you ever come at me talking about I want to be you, Slim. What the hell I need to be you for? You can palm a basketball with your three fingers. Come on, man. Anyway, Doc, my Spurs and my Canadians and my Steelers, y'all want to be me. And don't talk about my Wimby. You just stay in the playing game. Oh, yeah, Doc, the other day you were talking about playing baseball and football in the street. We used to draw the box on the side of the apartment building. And that was, you know, then you had your pitcher, and that was you ain't have no catcher. If the joint hit the wall, that was that. And then playing football on the street, man, you ain't said nothing. Dude, you know how many times people got busted? Because the rule was you can't tackle. But if you jump in the air, you could get busted on a car. Man, we done dented up Cadillacs, Lincolns, El Caminos, Cutler Supremes. Man, we used to get tore up when we got home. Did you damage Mr. Jenkins' truck? Oh, yeah, man. Anyway, y'all take it easy, man. I'm going to get on here and get on this grill in a minute. Y'all take
all
it
right,
easy.
Big Tony. Good deal. Not bad. What do you think, Chris? Not bad. He's really not been bad his last several calls.
That was pretty coherent, and that was also not too
randy.
Yeah, you
could understand what he was. Yeah. You could understand exactly. That's my point. If he can go from where he was once upon a time, you couldn't even understand what he was saying. It was incoherent.
Well, maybe the heat's mellowing everybody out, you know?
Well, that's not what is a direct indicator that our penal system is working. See, we got to be able to educate people. We don't want to just lock people up. You want people to go in and be educated behind bars. We can't, otherwise they come in ignorant, we send them back out ignorant, then we lose as a society. He's a prime example that the system is working. That's not bad. I'm proud of Big Tony. So that's a good move. Look, man, we're getting up to the 10 o'clock hour, and I just think something big is going to happen as we turn our attention just a little bit to the Commanders. And I was listening to Zion yesterday. He was pretty good. You know, he's pretty good. You know, when he's not in his WWE mode with his tag team partner, he's pretty good. Pretty good. Stay with us here. Overtime here in the nation's capital, 106.7, The Fan and Team 980, DOC and Heavy Metal. Back in a moment.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.